This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing someone who used to walk and talk, speak. He maybe was a president. He maybe was a boss somewhere. Allah is telling him, the agonies of death brought you the truth. And this is what you have been avoiding all your life. Every time you get sick, you run away to the doctor because you don't want to die. If a car is about to hit you in the road, you jump away because you want to preserve your life. If you become hungry, you look for food because you don't want to die. If you're thirsty, you look for water because you don't want to die. Now, you will have to die. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The agonies of death. You strong man, you strong woman, brought you the truth. And this is what you have been running away from all your life. Brothers and sisters in Islam, أخرج الحاكم في مستدركه من حديث علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. الإمام الحاكم أبو عبد الله النيسابوري رحمه الله compiled a hadith that is narrated by Ali by Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi رضي الله عنه that Jibril came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he told him, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أتاني جبريل فقال لي. Jibril came to me and he told me, يا محمد صلى الله على محمد عش ما شئت فإنك ميت وأحبب من شئت فإنك مفارقه واعمل ما شئت فإنك مجزم به واعلم أن شرف المؤمن قيامه الليل وعزه استغناؤه عن الناس. O Muhammad, live as long as you want to live, you will die. Love whomever you want to love, whatever you want to love, you will leave it. Do as you please. You will be held accountable for what you did. And be informed that the honor of a believer praying tahajjud at night, and the dignity of a believer is becoming needless to people. Becoming free from people. He does not need people. في صحيح البخاري حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, the famous story of the death of نبي الله موسى عليه السلام. When the angel of death came to him for the second time, and he told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, ضع يدك على متن ثور فإن لك بكل شعرة تلمسها يدك سنة. Place your hand on a back of an ox. Ox is an animal. And the number of pieces of hair that your hand cover, you will have 1 year to live. Nabiullah Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what? He said, then you will die. He said, oh Allah, now. Death, brothers and sisters, in Islam is coming. Let's talk about it. أَيَا عَبْدُ كَمْ يَرَاكَ اللَّهُ عَاصِيًا حَرِيصًا عَلَى الدُّنْيَا وَلِلْمَوْتِ نَاسِيًا. Oh, servant of Allah, how many times does your Lord sees you disobeying Him while you are so attached to this dunya, holding to this dunya, and you're forgetful of death. أَنَسِيتَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّحْدَ وَالثَّرَى. Did you forget the meaning of Allah and the graveyard and the dust and the sand? وَيَوْمًا عَسِيرًا تَشِيبُ فِيهِ النَّوَاصِيَةً. And the day of resurrection, when the hair of the infant will turn gray. لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَبْقَى لِأَحَدٍ لَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ حَيًّا وَبَاقِيًا. If this dunya is to last, to be eternal for someone, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have qualified to be that person. But he is dead. وَلَكِنَّهَا تَفْنَى. But this dunya perishes. وَيَفْنَى مَتَاعُهَا. And all its pleasures perish. وَتَبْقَى الذُّنُوبُ وَالْخَطَايَا كَمَا هِيَ. Brothers and sisters in Islam, العمر مهما طال لا بد من دخول القبر والفجر, والليل مهما طال لا بد من طلوع الفجر. Let's talk about death. أكثروا ذكر هذه من لذات الموت. Mention a lot. Remember a lot. The destroyer of all pleasures, death. And today, inshallah, in 15-20 minutes, more or less, I want to live with you the experience that a human being lives as he departs this world. The final stages of a person. And before I begin, I want to make sure that you understand something. No one in the face of this earth, even if he has the largest or the biggest turban, can speak about unseen things that happen in the unseen without a text. And I mean by a text, a verse from a Quran, from the Quran, or a hadith that is authenticated by the experts of hadith. Whatever I'm going to share with you today is taken from two hadith. The first one, and I would love for you to go back home tonight and just Google Al-Bara ibn Azib. A famous hadith known by hadith Al-Bara ibn Azib. The hadith is compiled by Al-Imam, again, Al-Hakim Abu Abdullah, fil Mustadrak, and it meets the requirements of Al-Imam Muslim, the criteria of Al-Imam Muslim, ala sharti Muslim. And the other hadith, fi Sahih ibn Hibban, wa Sunan al-Nasai, wa Sunan al-Tirmidhi, bi riwayat Abi Hurairah, radiyallahu anhu. So I don't have to refer to you all the time where I'm getting this from. Those are the two references that I'm basing my khutbah on today, insha'Allah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن العبد المؤمن إذا كان في انقطاع من الدنيا وإقبال على الآخرة. When a believer is about to depart and leave this world. First, we're talking about the believer. There are two cases here. A believer, a disbeliever. A believer, a disobedient. A believer, a hypocrite. A believer, a doubtful. A believer, رجل سوء, an evil man. All of those. But first, the believer. إن العبد المؤمن. The believer, when he is about to die, his time is up, time to go. نزل إليه ملائكة من السماء. A group of angels, different to the angel of death. The scholars, they call them the assistants of the angel of death. It's like, أعزكم الله, having an operation, a doctor, and he has nurses and anesthesia provider, people to help him execute. يعني هذا تأويل لم يذكر هذا في كتاب ولكن هذا تأويل صح أو غيره نسأل الله العفو والعافية. نزل إليه ملائكة من السماء. Angels, group of angels will descend from the heaven. Look, بيض الوجوه. Their faces have brightness. كأن وجوههم الشمس. Their faces look like the sun. ومعهم حنوط من حنوط الجنة وكفن من أكفان الجنة. They brought with them a shroud from paradise. A shroud for the soul, not the body. You see, you are two components, body and soul. Death is defined by the soul leaving the body. Now these angels are there to handle your soul. Your family members will handle your body. They will wash it, they will shroud it, and on. But these angels are here for your soul, to take care of your soul. So they have a shroud from Jannah. في رواية أبي هريرة, the narration of Abi Huraira, a piece of cloth made out of silk. And they also have a hanut min al-jannah, an odor, a smell from paradise. فيجلسون منه مد بصره. And they will sit right in front of him as far as his eyesight reaches. And by the way, the deceased will be laying down in bed. And he sees these angels. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبُصِرُونَ. We are closer to him than you, living, surrounding his bed. But you don't see us. You don't see the angels. His time is up. The angel of death descends. And he comes and he sits by his head side. ثم جاء ثم يجيء ملك الموت ملك الموت فيجلس عند رأسه. And he will sit by his head. And he will call upon him. أيتها النفس الطيبة كانت في الجسد الطيب أخرجي حميدة أخرجي إلى روح وريحان ورب راض غير غضبان. Oh good soul, that occupied a good body, come out gracefully. Come out to a Lord who is pleased with you. Come out to a pleasure that awaits you. Look how the soul of a believer is called out of the body. Remember in my last khutbah, I told you that the soul by inclination does not want to leave the body. We all hate death and we don't want to die. That is why we need encouragement. Look, a believer receives encouragement from the angels. And this particular portion of the hadith explains a surah in the Quran, a verse in the Quran, in Surah Fussilat. And that is the beauty of the Quran and the Sunnah. They are one thing. They explain one another. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. Indeed, those who said our Lord is Allah, and they implemented that in action. ثم استقاموا, and they were steadfast. Angels will descend at them, on them. يقول ابن عباس, ترجمان القرآن, دعا نبي الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمه الله التأويل. Ibn Abbas explaining that verse. The angels will descend upon this person at the time when he dies and the time when he rises from the graveyard. What these angels tell the believer? Grieve not over your family. Don't worry, they will be okay without you. Fear not what to come. Do not fear what to come. We're going to take care of you. You know, once you go and do a surgery, I mean a professional, you find the anesthesia person coming to you. Oh, you know, it's going to be a very simple operation. We're just going to take that thing. I'm just going to give you a little shot. And then the soul is, and then it's going to come out. It's going to be so simple. You're not going to feel anything. It's going to be okay. Okay? Huh? We're going to give you a little shot and then you're just going to sleep and you're not going to feel anything. Wallah, akhi, the same thing. Right here. At this time, the person, by the way, and there is a hadith out there that tackled the companions. Hadith Ubadah ibn Samit and Aisha radiallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he said, من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him. Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulallah, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ حَتَّى تَمُوتُوا. في صحيح مسلم, rest assured that you will not be able to see Allah until you die. So Aisha radiallahu anha commenting and saying, Ya Rasulallah, وَأَيُّنَا لَا يَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ. And who amongst us doesn't hate death? قَالَ لَا يَا عَائِشَةَ. It's not that. But when a person is about to die, the angels will talk to him about all the good things that to come. At this time, he will say, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I want to go. Yes. Yes, I want to do that. Take my soul out. Let's take it out. And this is where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَتَخْرُجُ رُوحُهُ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ كَمَا يَخْرُجُ قَطْرَةٌ أَوْ تَخْرُجُ قَطْرَةٌ مِنَ الْمَاءِ مِنْ فِي السِّقَاءِ. His soul will come out of his body as easy as a drop of water from a skin container made out of animal skin. Easy. Because that person loved to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when the soul comes out, in the wording of Abi Huraira, that the angels actually keep repeating that line that the angel of death said. أيتها النفس الطيبة كانت في الجسد الطيب أخرجي حميدة أخرجي إلى رب راض غير غضبان أخرجي إلى روح وريحان. They keep saying that to the soul until it comes out. And if you were a good Muslim, someone who is hanging around the masjids all the time, not just a Friday or a Eid prayer visitor, you will definitely receive assistance by the living. How? Because I tell you, if you're hanging around the masjid, the people who will be next to your bed at the time of death will be believers, inshallah. And you know what? They will help you also with the soul to leave your body. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, addressing the living, في سنن الترمذي حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه لقنوا موتاكم لا إله إلا الله فإن روح المؤمن تخرج رشحا. Prompt those who are dying to say لا إله إلا الله, because it will help their soul to leave their body, and the soul of that person will exit the body like rashh, like a skin, like a sweat on the skin. This is for the believer. This is for somebody who said, my Lord is Allah. And it was not lip service. He was steady in implementing that statement. What about a disbeliever? What about a disobedient? What about a hypocrite? What about a kafir? We'll find out. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل, وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وأما العبد الكافر, حديث المستدرك البراء بن عازب. And as for the kafir, different wording of Asma and Abu Huraira, all the other names were mentioned. Evil person. A Muslim who was disobedient. A munafiq, somebody who says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, in the open, and his heart, he's so hateful of Islam and the Muslims. All of those. At the bed of death, نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Angels will descend upon them, dark in faces. مَعَهُمْ مَسُوحٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. They brought with them a fabric from the hellfire for the soul. You know, subhanAllah, the people of the hellfire, in the hellfire, will have clothes tailored from fire. هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار. Those who disbelieve, they will have clothes made out of the hellfire, out of fire. يقول ابن عباس تبارك الذي جعل لأهل النار من النار ثيابا. Blessed is the one who made for the people of the fire, from the fire, clothed from fire. ونحن نقول تبارك الذي جعل للميت الكافر لروحه من النار ثيابا من النار أكفانا. Blessed is the one who made a shroud made out of fire for a disbeliever, for his soul at the time of death. Again, these angels will come and sit in front of him. And he already will figure out that this is a tough journey. The angel of death will come and sit by his head. And he will call upon him, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَةِ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْخَبِيثِ أُخْرُجِي ذَمِيمَةِ أُخْرُجِي إِلَى غَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أُخْرُجِي إِلَى رَبٍّ غَضْبَانٍ أُخْرُجِي إِلَى الْعَذَابِ. Oh, malicious, wicked soul, lived in a wicked body, come out disgracefully. Come out to Allah who is angry with you. Come out to the punishment. At this time, يَكْرَهُ هَذَا لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ. He will hate the meeting of Allah. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah will hate to meet him. You know what is going to happen to his soul? فَتَفْرَقُ رُوحُهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ. The soul will escape in his body. In his body. You know what the angels are going to have to do? Beat him up.
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةِ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ.
If you would just see, O Muhammad, how the angels of punishment take a soul of a disbeliever. They beat his faces and his back. Get out your soul. Let's go. It's going to come out. That soul is going to come out, whether you like it or not. Time to go. Come on. Let that soul go. We got to go. Let's go.
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم.
Get out your souls. Get out your souls. And at the end, forcefully, that soul will come out of the veins and blood come out of that body. Brothers and sisters in Islam,
you know, for the sake of time, I would love to go on, but we don't want to hold you here. This is why we are talking about death. The longest oath in the Quran, in surah called the Shams, قال الله تعالى والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها.
قسم. All of this oath, 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 oath.
والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها.
And by the soul and the one who fashioned it. Look at this now.
فألهمها فجورها وتقواها.
You know, once we're born, a soul is placed inside you. You know what is your mission in this world now? Is to make sure that the angel of death will call that soul at the time of death. Oh, good soul. If he calls it, oh, wicked soul, you failed.
والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها.
And by the soul and the one who fashioned it.
فألهمها فجورها وتقواها.
your soul was given to you and is ready to go to wickedness and ready to go to righteousness. And this is, by the way, where you're granted freedom to choose. In this area only. Don't deceive yourselves. Right here. Look at this now. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful indeed the one who purifies that soul. And a loser. وَقَدْ خَابَ وَخَسِرْ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Who allowed his soul to take him to wickedness. Let's go drink. Fine, let's go. Let's go gossip about somebody. Fine, let's go. Sleep in bed, don't pray Fajr. Good, sleep. But someone, a believer, who told his soul, no, we're not going to do that. This is haram. Drinking is haram. Alcohol is haram. Drugs is haram. Gossiping and backbiting is haram. All of these things, brothers and sisters, all these things, brothers and sisters, impact your soul. And you see that impact, the result of that impact at the time when you die. Very quickly, and this will be inshallah the subject of my talk tomorrow between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah. Four things that you have to do in order to purify your soul. Four things. Steps. We don't want to just talk and talk and talk and talk without actions. Here it is. And I close with this. Learn. Implement. Call people to it. And be patient. And this is taken from a beautiful surah that you all memorize in the Quran. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. By the time all of mankind are in a state of loss, they are losers, all of them, except إلا الذين آمنوا, those who learn and believe, وعملوا وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Let's learn that surah tomorrow, inshallah, so that we can purify our souls, prepare it for the angel of death. So he wants, so when he comes to take it, he will find it a good soul. I want to leave you with this, because it's beautiful to hear that. As soon as you get out of here, done. How would you like to be called, or how would you like your soul to be called out of your body at the time of death? You decide this now. It's up to you. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم, وأقم الصلاة.